How are you, buddy?
Good to see you.
Good seeing you, my friend. You watched the film from Sunday. What'd you learn?
Well, I think the offense actually moved the ball a little bit better than I thought.
Second half.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Although I will tell you, early in the game, three or four really nice passing plays, and then things would bog down, which seems to happen with their offense almost each game. But I think second half, the execution was much better. And I would have to say, without a shadow of a doubt, Dave, this is by far Demetrius Bell's best game.
Yeah, what did he do better? Well, I mean, what part of his game? Balance? Was he
protecting the inside? Yeah, footwork was way better. And yeah, did they help him a little bit? Sure. But he knew what he was doing. He played with some confidence. Did he have a couple plays where he'd like to take back? Sure. But overall, he was really, really solid. You start to see that athleticism. And he got his punch. That's something I've been harping on with him. Get that hit. He's not playing on his heels anymore. Dallas Reynolds was better.
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job of holding up. Bottom line, though, there's some plays that they're leaving on the field.
Tell me exactly when you say that. What does that mean? Does that mean that Michael's not seeing the field? Michael's not making the right reads?
Funny you should mention that. So remember in the first half, there were a couple plays where he got hit. I mean, he got drilled. And I mentioned on Tuesday's Eagles Live that I need to see the coach tape exactly what happened. And here's what happens. And this you could actually see a little bit on TV, but better on coaching tape.
Okay.
He does not scan the field sometimes. Okay. And when he doesn't do that, that's when teams hide their defenders because he doesn't even see them.
Coming up to the line of scrimmage.
Yes. Okay. They creep, and he doesn't look. If he looks, he defeats their blitz easily because Macklin was lined up on the slot on one play when they overload blitz with four defenders. He didn't look. If he looks, he defeats that blitz because he makes an easy throw. He never sees Macklin. He gets nailed. I'll say this for him. I don't know how he did it. He didn't take that initial hit. He bounced off. And that
bad
play
throw?
Right there. But that play, now, here's the question. Who was that supposed to be to?
That's the question I'm going to ask.
Don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the play called. But I will tell you this. You're seeing some things that he's getting better at. So at some point in the game, he got the ball out really quick. You know where to go with the football? Is he getting better against the blitz? Yes, but he's nowhere near where he needs to be because he's going to take hits. See, this is the hidden stuff of tape. If you watch the TV tape and you look at the stats, you go, oh, he's doing a better job. But here's the thing you're not seeing. The reason why he gets hit more than half the time is because he doesn't see what's over here and over here. Once he gets that part of it.
Can he get that part of it?
Yes, because he's being coached up. You and I have been talking about this for 2 years.
Isn't it interesting to talk about a 32-year-old quarterback who's still being coached up? It really goes to show that he admitted it. Yeah.
He needed to be coached up. Yeah. How about on the Charles quarterback countdown? He's talking about how he was freelancing 2 years ago. He started learning the quarterback position last year.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
All right. So, Adam, what do you make of this offense as it goes into a game against a Detroit defense with so much talent? They play that wide nine. Yeah. They're very talented up front. I mean, where do you hit the Detroit Lions?
I think you could run it. I think the same way the Eagles have had issues on the C-gaps, that's where you do it. A little bit left, a little bit right. But I'll tell you where you're going to beat them. Eagles secondary is significantly better than the Lions. Delmas may or may not play. He hasn't played yet, and we'll see if his knee could hold up. I think it's going to be bombs away. The weather looks good. It looks like it's to be around 70.
You think the Eagles go deep down the field?
I think both teams.
We're talking about the Eagles offense against the Detroit.
That's fine. We'll stick with that first. Okay. What do you do? I attack Chris Houston. He's their best corner. I'm not worried about him. I attack those safeties. If Delmas plays, he's a big box defender. I think you throw the ball downfield, and they're just like the Eagles. They don't blitz. They don't do it a lot, and they don't believe it because Schwartz is using Washburn's wide nine. He's still doing it. So I think you're going to see some plays. I mean, this is what the Eagles have been waiting for all season.
How do you handle Ndamukong Suh inside, Cliff Avril, and Kyle Van Der Bosch?
You may have to double team. I mean, you may have to double team inside.
I mean, if teams are going to chip the Eagles double the Eagles and max protect, why wouldn't
seven,
the Eagles do the same thing?
Seven last week. You saw it. Now, talking about you're switching over to defense.
No. I'm saying
from an Eagles standpoint, sure. They did that. They doubled. They helped Bell out with a double team.
But I'm saying in this game, would you not also help
I would
Bell
do a
out?
Lot of si- I would do a lot of singling upside. I think Bell could handle himself. Now, if he doesn't, you need to help him.
Against Van Der Bosch?
Yeah, I think he could handle
him. Where's Van Der Bosch? Van Der Bosch is on the front side of...
I think you could handle both sides with both tackles. I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is because they're so deep at D-tackle, although Corey Williams not expected to play.
Right.
He's coming off knee surgery. They got Sammy Hill. They've got a nice four-man rotation still with Fairley, of course. And Sue, I think you got that's where this thing is won, because again, I think they could handle the edges, and I go with the screen game.
Is the criticism of Sue, who was called the some anonymous GM said he was on the all hype team, takes a million plays. Is that
merited? He's a flash player. He is a big splash player. When he brings it, when he brings that attitude and toughness, he could be disruptive like you can't believe. But the problem is he doesn't do it all the time, and that's where I guess that comment came from. But I'm still. This is another game, screen game. I know the screen game has not really been as good as they'd like. I do it. I dial it up. And I think they could beat those linebackers. DeAndre Levy is a nice player. Durant's okay. And, of course, when you look at inside, I think Tulloch's a good player, but he's a guy
can
screen.
Can he still run?
He can. He's real physical. I think he's a guy that is going to stop anybody in the passing game. And I think this is a Celek game. Celek did not get involved until late. You know, the tight end's the quarterback's best friend. I think this is where a lot of guys who you've been waiting for to get involved, I think you're going to see it. We'll see. I mean,
the Eagles are going to go big on offense here?
I do. You and I called this game right last week. We said that the Eagles would shut down Wallace. That's their number one target. They kept the score low with a chance to win late. This game, the Lions want to throw the ball. You know, and
let's go to the Eagles defense and let's segue there.
It's going to be fun.
Eagles defense. Look, it's Larry Fitzgerald in a more physical form in Calvin Johnson.
He's faster.
It may be better. You know, two great receivers. Eagles played it straight against Fitzgerald. Do they play it straight against Calvin Johnson? And when he goes in the slot, I mean, he's going to have to play against Brandon Boykin.
And Greg Cosell is telling me that he's lined up more in the slot than he ever has. And that explains why his yards per catch are down by three.
Right, but he's catching a lot of balls.
But he's still, they're targeting him like crazy. 36 over the last three games. That's not the issue. The issue is their downfield passing game has been non-existent, except for that one week, obviously, against the Titans. But I think you got to have a safety over top. Keep him in front of you. The reason why the Lions are 1-3 is they're not getting those explosive plays. Tutis Young is a guy we didn't even talk about. Mm-hmm. That's the guy they want to get downfield, but he's got maturity issues and concentration issues. We didn't even talk about the running game. LeSure is trying to bounce too much. He needs to run inside. That's the kind of back he is. They will not have Javid Best for this game. He's not eligible for this game yet. So this is a game that sets up well for a lot of offense. The Lions are coming off yet another team with a bye. It's a must. This is a huge game. They cannot go 1-4. Can't do it.
Special teams for the Detroit Lions has been, to be charitable, awful. Returns for touchdowns in each of the last two games.
Their coverage teams have been terrible, but they have a good returner. You know, that's not the problem. It's their
their coverage has been awful. The Eagles have not had a return. Something has to give. What gives?
Well, I will tell you, I wanted to get an idea of what happened the last game. Blocking is still a problem. But Boykin has got, when he sees it.
Yeah, the one hit hole. He kind of danced to it.
Hit it. You can see it on TV tape and coaching tape. It was the first play. It was the first chance. Hit it, man. But you're right. You hit it weeks ago. They're not getting the holes that they got in the preseason. But, you know, this is going to be a fun game. I think fans are going to enjoy this game. I will pick the Eagles to win this game. But like last week, I picked the Steelers just because I thought coming out of a bye, they're a better team than I think the Lions. But the Lions have a lot of firepower, and let's face it, their firepower is underachieved so far. So is Stafford.
All right, so give me a prediction.
27-20 Eagles.
Okay. Let's talk about the NFC East, Adam. Yep. Nobody separated themselves from the division. Some very tough games here with the Giants at San Fran, the Cowboys at Baltimore, and the Redskins hosting the 4-1 Vikings. Let's first talk about the Dallas Cowboys, because I looked at that game last week. We talked about it. They've had time, or 2 weeks ago, they've had time to stew about it. Is this a good Dallas Cowboys team or not?
Well, they should have everyone back. Anthony Spencer was working today. Jake Ratliff, who has not played yet with his high ankles, expected to be back. Mike Jenkins has stayed relatively healthy. I mean, this will be their complete defense, and they're going to be great. How about this? They've got two punters. Both are hurt. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. You know, so their special teams could be better. DeMarco Murray is averaging less than 3 yards a carry, which is unbelievable. He had the great week one, but it's not been the same since then. This is yet another team. We keep talking about the interiors of these offensive lines around the National Football League. Terrible. They don't block anybody, and it's got to get better.
And you see Tony Romo's got some pretty nice numbers completion-wise.
Yeah, real quick,
eight
though.
Eight interceptions.
Right, which is crazy. But with Murray, Dave?
Yeah, DeMarco Murray,
yeah,
3.9
yards. Yeah, it's 3.9, but it's less than three over his last four games, and that's not going to beat anything. you know, Bryant's way consistent, but he's an explosive player. Ogletree had a huge game.
Way inconsistent for
right,
Des Bryant.
Right, and he hasn't done much since then. But Sean Lee and Bruce Carter, terrific inside. I think their defense now is actually the strength of their football team. They're still trying to figure it out. They obviously are disgusted with their offensive line, the interior.
Yeah.
They got Bill Callahan. If, like I said with you before, if he can't figure it out, no one can.
Yeah. All right, let's segue over to the Giants' very impressive win on Sunday, falling behind early against Cleveland and coming back. Big game for Ahmad Bradshaw, big game for Victor Cruz, and there goes the defense, opportunistic. The Giants, they still look like a team that's going to be there at the end of the season, injuries notwithstanding.
Yeah, Dave, the issue for the Giants, or the issues for the Giants are in the secondary with injuries. Kenny Phillips, who's one of the better safeties in the league, is still dealing with his knee injury. You got Rolls not 100%. You got a couple corners banged up. They're not getting sacks. This is another team that they're trying a little bit with disguise. They got the Whedon in the second half, but their front is not getting pressure. It's and you know what it is? Whedon did a great job of hanging in there, getting rid of the football on a 3- and 5-step drop. But that guy right there is one of the top 5 receivers of the National Football League, not just slot. Cruz is a beast. Nobody seems to handle him. And you know, Eli hung in there, a little bit of a tough start. But I think when you look at the Giants, you mentioned it, they're going to be there in the end because when they get everybody back, they're as good as anybody. And their offense, you know, Bradshaw finally put it together for one game. He's playing well.
Good offense, a defense that's not been outstanding. And when you highlight the defense, none of the Jason Pierre-Paul, Justin Tuck, Osu Manure names
no, you
really
don't see,
jump out at
you. It's crazy. You don't see right. Right. Bully's been very active so far.
Spelled wrong, but
right. It's we know it, but pronounced the same way. And Eli's been fine. I mean, he's not been the problem. Bradshaw's numbers are inflated because of last week's 200-yard game.
Right.
The Browns couldn't cover you. They couldn't tackle you last week.
Yeah. Yes, they could. All right, let's talk about the Washington Redskins.
As far as you know.
Redskins, I'm not sold on them. But, you know, they gave the Falcons a tough run.
Oh, yeah.
The defense is hanging in there despite the loss of Arakpo and whoever else he got hurt. Carricker,
their DN. Yeah. But what they were doing last week, they were not going to let Julio Jones beat them deep. So they made Julio Jones be a possession receiver. And Tony Gonzalez lined up in the slot, killed them. I mean, he was – Gonzo had one of those renaissance games. He's just – what an awesome guy. I don't know if he is just a Hall of Fame-type player. What a great game he had. But if they could have stopped him, they probably would have won the game. But here's the problem, and we're going to talk about this on my segment for Eagles Nightly on Friday. I can tell you that right now because the biggest problem is with Robert Griffin III, Dave, why do they keep running?
Yeah.
Do you want your quarterback to – see, the difference between Vic now does not look to run unless something's really there, which I love. RG3, they're designing plays. He's 6'2", 215. Yeah. He's not going to last.
No. How legit is Alfred Morris?
Awesome, because he's a downhill runner. He's very decisive. You know, Mike Shanahan does not like rotating. He's done nothing to lose the job. He's been great. Hankerson's been rotating. Fred Davis is coming on of late. They've got problems in their secondary. They're having coverage busts. You know, they're having problems at strong safety. Brandon Merriweather's out another week. You know, Washington, when you look at this week's game, how about those Vikings?
Yeah.
Big surprise. Very disciplined.
Yeah, well, hopefully the Vikings come up big
yes.
for another week. All right, Adam, great stuff, as always. 27-20 Eagles win against the Detroit Lions. Adam Kaplan, we thank you once again for coming in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.